Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jared Cook joins us now. Rocket Richard, not a rookie anymore. I'm alongside one of the newest Raiders, Navarro Bowman. Justin Ellis, it's your first time on the show, and I feel like we should nickname it the Gun Show for this one. Okay, so now it's time for our five questions. This is to get to know you a little bit. Something that you're not good at that you wish you were.
Oh, that's a great question.
Skateboarding.
Something that I'm not good at that I wish I was. Drawing. Great stick figure drawler, but that's about it.
Yeah, X's and O's. Yeah. That's all you have to worry about.
I wish I was good at golf.
Singing? Yeah, I wish I could sing, man.
I can hum real well, so like I can fool you.
The first thing that came to mind was tango dancing.
I like this. Emotion. Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Giorgio Tavecchio. Come on,
but
you
I
could
do it.
There's a football player on every season.
Sure.
Represent the silver and black.
Sure, but I don't do it for that attention. It's more for the internal translation of this emotion that you can express in a different way physically. For those who want to enjoy the rose, you have to contend with the thorn.
And wow, I always, Giorgio.
I've been thinking about that one for a while.
These Italian men. Your favorite emoji, which one do you overuse, use often when texting?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Some things ain't meant to be explained.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's not G-rated for this show?
No.
No disrespect to your mom, but is there one dish that you're going to pass on that you just, it's not going to make it on your plate?
Oh, never. Never. I didn't get this big for no reason, you know?
What at your house is like your prized possession, something you can't live without?
I have to say my mattress.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, I'm sure Monday morning when you wake up after Sunday, you need a good mattress after a game.
Make sure you make a good investment in a bed.
If you could let any one person on this team babysit your daughter, who would it be?
Oh, God. Probably, no, nobody.
Yeah. Okay, final question here. Is there a sport that you're not good at that you wish you were?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm terrible at volleyball.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
Beach volleyball, indoor volleyball, all sorts.
All of it. I don't even understand it.
Now we're going to get to your fashion advice. Can't have you on the show without breaking down some teammates first. Wow, this is bright.
You know, it's bright,
all white.
Man, but he pulled it off.
You don't want to drink red wine with this outfit.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to drink nothing that's going to stain your shirt on that.
What about this one? This
please.
Is, right? I mean, he's got like the cuff of the pant on this,
yeah.
The Louis Vuitton.
The accents. He's got the bag with the belt.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even need the tie, but decided to throw it on. All right, next look. I mean, talk about feeling yourself. You were feeling yourself. You're on vacation, it looks
I'm
like.
I'm definitely on vacation.
The shirt is open. The wind is blowing.
Yeah, this picture right here, I was for sure on vacation. I was on the beach just enjoying myself. Colorful shirt, just having a good time.
Okay, here we go. So explain to me what Jalen's rocking right now.
My man's got on the jersey. It's the Hustle Gang jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Looking swollen stuff, you know, with the cute dog tats out. And then he got on the matching camo shorts. Looked like he ready to go swimming to a pool party.
Oh, Giorgio.
Gee,
I mean, does this not just scream Italy?
That's European all the way.
So one thing I've learned in following Amari Cooper on Instagram, he likes bright colors. Not a lot of guys can pull off the red pants.
I always get on them. I think that's a Miami thing. Being from Florida, you know, I'm around a lot of Miami guys. Miami thing, you know, they like that bright color there. But, you know, he got the yellow in the shirt, so it matches with the, what is that, Balenciagas on his feet. Okay.
So this is my favorite look of all the looks that
we've
seen.
You just trying to make me feel good.
No, I'm serious. I mean, the wool jacket. What is that, 3/4 length with the skinny jean? This look is timeless.
You know,
like, this isn't
smooth.
Going out of style.
It's just a smooth look, you know, grown man flow.
I feel like you're in an Audi commercial and you're just showing up with presents under your arms to, like, a family
dinner.
Yeah,
I can pull that off.
Yes.
This is Hollywood. I mean, this is straight up. My future is bright. I've got my shades on. I've got my shirt open. Check out the Louis belt.
You know, he ready.
I mean, when you are, like, getting dressed, ready to go, packing your bag, you're going to Miami.
You gotta have it right.
Okay, is that it? We've reached the end of it. Unfortunately, because we could go all day. Best of luck.
For sure.
Why don't you... Actually, I spoke Italian for a second. I mean, it was... I took a class at Berkeley just so I could graduate from USF. And what I retained from it was, voglio un uomo perfetto.
Voglio un uomo perfetto.
Did I say it?
You said it perfectly.
Okay.
Continua a aspettare. I said keep waiting because, you know, sorry, we're not perfect.
Can you translate to the audience the one line that I was able to take away from my Italian class?
So basically, she's voglio un uomo perfetto means I want a perfect man.
Yes, I think I found the perfect man. Well, we found the perfect Raider. You are a team player. Thank you so much for for coming on today. Can you take us to break in Italian?
It's my pleasure. A tutti voi telespettatori, ci vediamo la prossima volta. Ciao.